Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Now, if you were a member of a royal family, what would your life be like? You probably wouldn't have to work. So what would you do with your time? Well, the title of today's lesson is Prince Harry. So let's look for the answers to these questions, all right? What is Prince Harry doing with his time? What is Prince Harry doing with his time? And how does he feel about his privileged position? What is a privileged position? We're going to talk about that. How does he feel about his privileged position? Open your magazine and let's begin.
Prince Harry. These days, Captain Wales spends much of his time supporting various charities. In 2014, His Royal Highness established the Invictus Games, and he remains the Foundation's patron. At these games, wounded servicemen and women compete in a variety of sporting events. In the Prince's words, the games shine a spotlight on the unconquerable character of servicemen and women. The fifth heir to the throne is also the royal patron of Wellchild, a British charity that helps the families of children with serious illnesses.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 Invictus Games 这个专有名词。我们先来看 Invictus 这个形容词。Invictus 原来是拉丁文，意思是指永不屈服的或者是不可能战胜的。英文可以翻成 Invincible, I-N-V-I-N-C-I-B-L-E。所以 Invictus Games 这个名词翻译成永世不败运动会，是为了要让这些服役受伤的退伍军人可以有一个类似奥运的比赛，表达他们残而不废的精神。其实我们看的是 unconquerable 这个形容词， un 是一个否定的字首， conquerable 是指可以被征服的，所以 unconquerable 是指无法被征服的。例如 Churchill's unconquerable will led the English to fight against the Nazis， 丘吉尔钢铁般的意志带领了英国人对抗纳粹。Unconquerable 也指克服不了的。例如 Our project encountered unconquerable difficulties and was postponed. 我们的计划遭遇到不可抗拒的困难，所以被暂缓了。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, just to review, Captain Wales is the nickname that was given to Prince Harry. And what is he doing with his time?Well, that is the question I asked you earlier, and we found out here that he is supporting various charities.
But that's not the only thing that he's doing. We read in 2014, His Royal Highness established the Invictus Games, and he remains the Foundation's patron. So he's actually staying quite busy, even though most likely he won't become...King.
That's right. So, actually, the Invictus Games could be included in this answer, right? It is one of these charities. Now, we find out more about this, the Invictus Games. We read, at these games, wounded servicemen and women compete in a variety of sporting events. Okay, so if you're a serviceman, that is, you are someone who has served your country, you've fought for your country, you've maybe taken part in the military, right?So some people have gotten wounded doing this, and as you can see, some people are so wounded, their lives have completely changed.
And we continue here in our lesson by reading, in the Prince's words, the games shine a spotlight on the unconquerable character of servicemen and women. Now there's a couple things that we want to talk about in this sentence. Let's start with, in the words of somebody. This is actually...A very useful phrase for you all to know.
Okay, so in someone's words, right? So if you want to quote somebody, maybe someone famous or someone that you know, you could say, well, in this person's words, For example, I really like something that Walt Disney said, Rebecca.
Oh, well, share it with us.
In the words of Walt Disney, I would rather entertain and hope that people learn something than educate and hope they were entertained. What do you think about that?
That's an excellent quote. Hey, I've got another example.
Okay.
I really like Princess Diana. Mm-hmm. I think that she's a very inspirational person. So, in the words of Princess Diana, carry out random acts of kindness with no expectations of reward, safe in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically, that means do something nice for somebody else and don't expect a reward for it. Maybe one day someone's going to do something nice for you.
But it might not necessarily be the same exact person that you did something kind to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. That's a good reminder.
Yes, it is. Okay, don't do things just to expect a reward. Well, think of another way to use this phrase and to quote somebody. You can say, well, in his words or in her words, well, we're going to continue here. In the prince's words, the games shine a spotlight on the unconquerable character of servicemen and women. Okay, so these servicemen and women, they are unconquerable. That means they might fall down, but they'll get back up again. They're not going to quit when they feel like they have failed, okay? But let's review that word spotlight. And there's another phrase that we see here, to shine a spotlight on somebody. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, if you see a spotlight, just like in that picture, mm-hmm. it's like a real bright light, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, oftentimes I think about spotlights when it comes to actors and actresses, when they're on stage and you have the spotlight and
yes.
it's following the actor or actress. But in our lesson, when we're talking about shining a spotlight on someone, that just means that the attention is going to that particular person or people.
And this is great because mm-hmm. often important people, well, maybe sometimes we don't recognize them like we should. But Prince Harry wants to recognize these people and shine a spotlight on them. Okay, we continue. The fifth heir to the throne is also the royal patron of Wellchild. Before we continue learning about Wellchild, let's talk about this idea, this phrase, an heir to the throne.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if someone is sitting on the throne, that mm-hmm. is the king or the queen, and if you are the first heir to the throne, that means you're the first choice or the next in line to be the leader.
That's right. So after the king dies or passes away, mm-hmm. the very next person to become king would be the first heir to the throne. But what's up with the fifth heir to the throne? Does that mean that this person has to wait until the first heir to the throne dies, mm-hmm. and the second heir, the third, mm-hmm. the third heir, and the fourth heir?
Yeah, which is probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Most likely, Prince Harry will never sit on the throne, okay? However, let's talk about some of those other heirs. We've got the succession to the throne. We've got Prince Charles, who is the son of the Queen. We've got Prince William. We've got Prince George, Princess Charlotte. And, of course, Prince George and Princess Charlotte are Prince William's kids. And then, finally, we have Prince Harry as the fifth heir to the throne.
Well, you know something? I don't think that Prince Harry is going to become king, but mm-hmm. In some ways, I feel like it might even be better because he's doing so much with his time, and he probably wouldn't be able to do it if he were the first heir to the throne.
Very good point, because we see Wellchild is a British charity that helps the families of children with serious illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about charity in the Info Cloud.
The word charity can have different meanings depending on how we use it. As a countable noun, it refers to a charitable organization.
In this usage, a charity is an organization with a charitable purpose, such as helping the poor, healing the sick, and advancing education.
Charity can also describe an event that raises money to help a charity group, like a charity run. People who participate in the race aren't running to get money for themselves, but to make money for a special group, like the visually challenged. And you can have a charity bike ride or a charity bake sale.
That's right. But to understand the true meaning of charity, we need to look at its original definition, and that is charity the practice. If you practice charity, you are being generous and have the habit of giving.
And in Christian belief, charity is another term for love, which refers to an unlimited loving kindness toward all people. It is often mentioned alongside faith and hope.
And finally, there's the idiom, charity begins at home. It means that you should be generous to your family before helping others. It's a good reminder to show love to those closest to you first, and then to others. For example, Jennifer spends hours cooking food for the poor, but often forgets about her own family. She should remember that charity begins at home.
一起来看 charity 这个字，如果当可数名词 charity 指的是 charitable organization 慈善团体或慈善机构，若是当不可数名词 charity 表示慈善的行为、周济、布施。Charity 也可以表示爱，基督教所讲的Faith, hope, and charity 就是所谓的信望爱。另外 ,charity begins at home 是一句谚语。什么叫做慈善从家里开始？这句话的意思是我们要懂得爱家人，帮助家人，才能够进而爱他人，帮助他人。也就是要先修身齐家，才有资格博爱天下。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次再见。再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. How do you spend your time and money helping other people? Well, Prince Harry, the fifth heir to the throne, has this question on his mind all the time. How can I help others? One thing he is doing is helping wounded servicemen, that is, people who have been wounded while fighting for their country. He gave them an opportunity to join the Invictus Games and participate there. He also loves to help families with children who have serious illnesses. He established, or at least he is helping out, with the foundation Well Child. How else is he helping contribute to society? Let's find out now.
Prince Harry. And, with his older brother and sister-in-law, Prince Harry set up the Royal Foundation, which supports many noble projects. Prince Harry also performs public duties for the Queen, such as traveling overseas and attending important events. His Royal Highness knows his family's place in the world. We are completely aware that we are in a very privileged position.And I will spend the rest of my life earning that privilege and trying to bring a spotlight onto causes that really matter.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 privileged 这个形容词，它原来是 privilege 给予特权这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指享有特权的或者是享有特殊待遇的，例如 These parking spaces are reserved for our privileged VIP customers. 这些停车位是保留给我们享有特权的 VIP 客户的，或者是 I'm so privileged to work at such a prestigious institute. 能够在这么杰出的机构中工作，我觉得十分的荣幸。最后我们看的是 cause 这个名词，Cause 在这里是指目标或理想，例如 These men are fighting for a good cause to free people from a dictator. 这些人是为了理想而奋斗，为了让百姓从集权者当中被释放。Cause 也指不好的事情的成因，例如 The cause of the fire is still under investigation. 起火的原因仍然在调查中。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we've already learned about Well-Child, and as a reminder, that's the British charity that helps the families of children with serious illnesses. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, and with his older brother and sister-in-law, Prince Harry set up the Royal Foundation, which supports many noble projects. So like I mentioned earlier, Prince Harry sounds very busy.
All right, and what else is he doing? Well, we read that Prince Harry also performs public duties for the Queen, such as traveling overseas and attending important events. Now we see here, His Royal Highness knows his family's privileged position. Oh, sorry, we read that later. We read here that he knows his family's place in the world, which is, of course, a privileged position. What does it mean if you have a place in the world?
Well, that just means that you know what your purpose is. You know what your specific purpose or what you're supposed to accomplish in the world.
Okay, so for example, do you know your place in the world? Do you know what your purpose is? We don't have to say in the world. We could just say, I know my place in society, or I know my place here at this company. I'm very clear of what my job is and what I'm supposed to do.
So let's say, for example, Cindy had spent years teaching, but it just wasn't a good fit for her. Well, finally, she went to Hollywood, and she became an actress, and she finally found her place in the world. She was better suited to be an actress than a teacher.
All right, that's a great example. Friends, can you think of another example? And what is your place in the world? Well, again, this sentence reads, His Royal Highness knows his family's place in the world. You know, that word know can mean a lot of things. In this sentence, basically the idea is he is very aware of their place in the world, and he can't ignore this. It's something that he needs to take into consideration when he's doing what he is doing.
And we read here, we are completely aware that we are a very privileged, or we are in a very privileged position, and I will spend the rest of my life earning that privilege and trying to bring a spotlight onto causes that really matter. I think these are actually some great words and very encouraging.
Yes, they are. Now, speaking of privilege,
Friends,
as you can see here on the screen, privilege and right. Now, the word right is not here in our lesson, but they're kind of related words. We wanted to talk about them. Rebecca, to you, what is the difference between a privilege and a right?
Well, a right is something that you get to have.
Okay.
You don't really have to earn it. It's something that's guaranteed to you. Whereas a privilege is more of something that you should earn. Let's say, for example, let's talk about America, for example. In America, you have a right to work, but not everyone has a right to drive. I think driving is more of a privilege. You have to earn the privilege to drive a car.
That's right. Now, sometimes this can be kind of an interesting argument. It can turn into a heated argument.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in America, people have the right to have guns. Well, of course, maybe you've heard people argue about this. Is it really a right, or should it be a privilege that people have to earn? Okay, back to our lesson. Of course, he's going to spend his life earning that privilege and trying to bring a spotlight onto causes that really matter. And you know what really matters right now, Rebecca?
What?
Sing
it
out!
Yes!
Money and your energy is for the good. Are you helping out? Are you doing good?
How do you spend your time?
Hello, viewers, and welcome back. I'm with Prince Harry today.
Hello, everyone.
So, Prince Harry, what are you up to now after your military career?
Well, these days I'm supporting various charities.
Oh, can you please name one for us?
Well, have you heard of the Invictus Games? I established it and remain the Foundation's patron.
Oh, what is the Invictus Games?
At these games, wounded servicemen and women compete in a variety of sporting events.
Wow, I can see how it would highlight their unconquerable character.
Well, that's exactly it.
Now, Prince Harry, when will you take over and be the monarch?
Hopefully never, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, why?
Well, I'm known as the spare heir.
How come?
Well, I'm the younger brother and fifth heir to the throne.
I see. So is that why you focus all your time and effort on patronages and charities?
Well, I'm completely aware of how I'm in a very privileged position, and I want to spend the rest of my life earning that privilege, so I'm trying to bring a spotlight onto causes that really matter.
Oh, that is so inspiring and generous. You know what? I wish you the best, Prince Harry.
Thank you, but I must tell you that I'm not Prince Harry.
No, you are. You're so well-spoken, like a prince.
No, come on. Come on, man. Do I look like Prince Harry? I'm Asian, and I have black hair. I am not Prince Harry. You, my friend, need to do more homework, okay?
Okay. How was I supposed to know?
All right, well, friends, you don't have to be in the royal family or rich to contribute to the world around you.
That's right. Well, friends, we have more for you next time, so make sure you join us again right here on
Studio Classroom.